Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. And good morning, brothers and sisters. Father God, this morning, I want to pray that you will manifest yourself on this earth, that you will manifest yourself to people really need a touch from you. Lord God, there are people that are really suffering and they're really hurting. And they're not hurting on the outside so much where people can see it. But Lord, there are people that are not only hurting, they are being torn apart by issues that devils and demons are manifesting and causing to be in their face kind of thing, God. So this morning, oh, you're a good God. The world needs to know how good you are. You display your goodness in saving us and delivering us and healing us and restoring us. And God, you answer prayers. So my prayer this morning is that you will answer prayers and that you will manifest yourself. That you will manifest yourself. Who you are, the reality of who you are in the lives of your people. Lord God, there are people that really need you at this moment. And there are people that need you, God, and don't know how much they need you because the enemy has taken their mind and their whole soul captive. So I pray this morning that you would loose the souls of men and women that have been taken captive, and children, that you would pour out your spirit and that you would set those captives free for your glory and by your power. And God, they need to know that they've been set free. You see, God, there are a lot of people walking around here and they think they're free. But they don't even know they were born. They were made free by Jesus. Because they were born under so much pressure. And they've lived under so much pressure. And they really think that pressure and chaos and confusion and no peace is the way. But Lord God, every person that you personally encountered after your resurrection, one of the first things you said to them was, peace. My peace be with you. Peace. You brought them peace. So this morning, I bind up awful spirit of chaos and confusion. And God, one of the main spirits in witchcraft is confusion. Lord God, there are people, it's got to be settled on the inside of them that you are Lord, that you are their Lord. God, deliver them from thinking that they're their own God because the world has them confused. So I pray this morning, in the name of Jesus, that you would manifest yourself to your people and that they would realize the reality of who you are, that they would realize the reality of whose they are. And Lord God, you would bless your people and give them peace. Lord, they don't even understand that the all this stuff that they're living in, because if they could just enter into your peace, enter into your rest, that they would experience your goodness. And Lord, it's a lot of people today, they still don't understand your way is holy. Your way is still a way of holiness. It's not about how somebody dress, or it's about holiness. manifesting from the heart of a person. Help us this morning, Father God. Help us. You wanted them to, Jose. Look, this morning, I want you to get your oil out. Wherever your anointing oil is this morning. Jacqueline, I know you're in the hospital. So somehow or another, I'm going to mail you a healing cloth with some anointing oil on it. But wherever you are this morning, I want you to get your anointing oil out. Your own anointing oil. I just took mine. You know, mine been on the altar, I don't know how many years, because I just add to it in the name of Jesus. But this morning, the Lord kind of let me know that I hadn't had you anoint yourself, but there are periodic times in your life when you need to anoint yourself with oil. You have your bottle with you? Okay. Open the cap up. I want everybody here to get your own oil. I just took a cup and poured some out of mine in a cup for Brother Joe and Jose, because I want them to anoint their own oil this morning. I'm going to anoint mine again. Get your oil. Where, Jacqueline, that is so good. You got your oil there with you. Praise God. So if you got your oil, this is what I want you to do. I want you to let your oil come in contact with your fingers. I don't know what you have your oil in. If it's in a bottle, turn the bottle upside down where it's in the middle of your hand. But let your fingers or your hand or something in the name of Jesus come in contact with your own oil this morning. I just picked, I let Brother Joe, because I have 4 or 5 different bottles of oil here, because I anoint everything at least once a week. I pray over the pews. I put oil on my hand. I pray over the floors. I pray over the doorways that enter into the sanctuary and into the, I haven't done the fellowship in a while. I'm going to go over there and do that this morning. But for scripture, I'm going to take Exodus chapter 40, verse 9. Exodus chapter 40, verse 9. See, I don't know about anybody else, you know, that you might have prayed over your oil, but I know this, that we can activate the anointing in you. And you can pray over your own oil. Exodus chapter 40, verse 9 says, "And thou shalt take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein, and shall hallow it and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy." So I want you to take Exodus 40 and 9, and I want you to put it with this. Post Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." So I want you to take Exodus 40 and 9, and I want you to put it with Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. And then I want you to put it with Acts
Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So, you're going to take this oil, and according to Exodus 40 and 9, and thou shalt take the holy anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein, and shall hallow it and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy. Everything you anoint, according to Deuteronomy 7 and 6, for you, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. That's God's people. A holy people. A peculiar people. And then Paul, being a disciple just like you and I, filled with the Holy Spirit, it says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So I want you to take this oil. You got your hand in the oil, touching the oil somewhere, right? And we're going to pray over this oil this morning in the name of Jesus. And then I want you to anoint yourself, Jacqueline especially. I want you to anoint yourself in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to ask God to stir up his own anointing in you and anoint this oil for special miracles, just like he did by the hands of Paul. Father God, as we come before you this morning, according to your word, Lord God, giving you your word back to you, we ask you to anoint this oil. According to the book of Exodus, and according to the book of Leviticus, and according to the book of James, chapter 5, which says, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the prayer of faith would save the sick and you would raise them up. Anoint this oil for salvation. Anoint this oil for healing. Anoint this oil for deliverance. Stir up this oil, Lord God, just like you sent the angel to stir up the waters. Holy Spirit, your word says that you told Moses, you said, take off your shoes because the ground you're standing on is holy ground. Lord God, we take off and confess no sin shall stand as this oil is smeared upon them. No spirits of disobedience. No spirits of the power of sin, which is darkness and death. But that this oil will be used to anoint according to the power of your own Holy Spirit. We understand, oh God, that your Holy Spirit is working on the inside. But Lord God, there's a corporate anointing that works from the outside and touching the inside. Let this oil be symbolic of your own Holy Spirit. There's no limitations, God. No limitations in the spirit realm. Anoint this oil for healing. healing. Spirit, soul, body, healing. Anoint this all for healing of the soul. Psalm 23:3, you restore our soul. Lord God, permanently, as this oil is used in the natural, supernaturally anoint the oil of the Holy Spirit to flow through our hands and heal. And Father God, we'll be ever so grateful to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, and to give you all the honor. Heal our land. Heal our nation. Lord God, everywhere our feet touch, heal Jacqueline in that hospital room right now. You're not limited to how you do it or where you do it, but you do it so that you will receive glory and honor and praise and most importantly, thanksgiving. Anoint this oil this morning and supernaturally, God, pour the oil of your Holy Spirit through our hands, through our feet. Saturate us. In the oil of your Holy Spirit this morning. Now I want you to take that oil and put it anywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you got a pain, everywhere you got sickness. And this is what I want you to say. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of the anointing that rests in me, be healed. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the anointing that rests in me, my own anointing, you and me, use this oil as symbolic. Anoint yourself this morning. Anoint yourself this morning in the name of Jesus. If you didn't have any anointing oil, go get you some cooking oil. I don't care what you use this one. If you don't have any anointing oil, use some lotion. And then text me on TedLineMinistry@outlook.com and I'll send you some of this oil to make mix with your oil. You buy you some olive oil, but look. When I was on the foreign mission field as a missionary, a lot of times I didn't have nothing. I used whatever I had. I used fish oil one time. Remember you said way back when, I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, for that is my reasonable service. Christ is in you. Use the power of God. This oil is symbolic of his Holy Spirit. Have faith in God. Not the oil, but the oil is symbolic. Have faith in God. Jesus is your healer. He's your deliverer. He's your savior. But you gotta recognize the holiness of God.
You got to live holy. And the Lord has reminded me to remind you, anoint your house today. Anoint your vehicles today. Anoint your grass. Anoint the cement around your house. Anoint what's in your, anoint your bed. Why? Because the Bible say do it. The Bible say anoint everything in the tabernacle. That's why, because the Bible says so.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. So sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. We'll sing glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Fountain so rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. We'll sing glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied.
Give me Jesus. to die. Oh, when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Father God, your word says in Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Lord God, your word says in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word, and he healed, and he delivered us from all of our destruction. Lord Jesus, you are the healer. You are our Savior. You are our deliverer. And you are the restorer of the breach. Lord, our sister is in that hospital. And I say, heal her, O Lord, and she shall be healed. Save her from the spirits of infirmity, sickness, and disease, and she shall be saved. For you art her praise. I bind up every spirit causing sickness, infirmity, and disease, go out of that body. Her body is the temple of God's Holy Spirit. His temple shall not be defiled. I bind up those spirits in the name of Jesus. These spirits that have been unloosed, causing misery and pain and deprivation, go to the pit. We renounce you and command you to be sealed until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. We pronounce judgment against you on this earth. Go! Loose the bodies of the saints in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Command the cells to do what they're supposed to do according to your will, Lord God. Father God, you transfuse the blood with the blood of Jesus. You cause your goodness to reign through that hospital. In the name of Jesus, Heal her, oh God, heal her. Every other sick person that by faith anointed their body with oil, I want you to anoint the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. I want you to anoint your hands in the name of Jesus. I want you to anoint the back of your neck. And I want you to anoint the top of your head. Holy Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal every system in the body this morning. Heal every system where there has been a transference of evil spirits of any sort. Go! Get out the body this morning. We pray for the body this morning. The physical human body this morning. Lord Jesus, your word says the life of the body is in the blood. Heal the bloodstream this morning. Go! Heal the veins, the blood as it's going through the veins and the arteries this morning. We send your word for healing and deliverance this morning. In the name of Jesus, heal your people, oh God. Heal your people this morning. In the name of Jesus. Heal your people this morning, Father God. Lord God, this morning, heal your people. Heal the organs and the systems of the human body this morning. Heal the respiratory system, in the name of Jesus. Heal the skeletal system, in the name of Jesus. Heal the muscular system, in the name of Jesus. Heal this morning the nervous system, in the name of Jesus. Heal, oh God, the endocrine system in the name of Jesus this morning. Heal the cardiovascular system in the name of Jesus this morning. Heal the lymphatic system in the name of Jesus this morning. Recreate and restore. Heal the respiratory system. In the name of Jesus this morning. God, heal the digestive system in the name of Jesus this morning. Heal, oh God, the urinary system this morning. And the bladders and the kidneys this morning. Heal, oh God, the reproductive system. Male and female. Heal, oh God. Heal this morning. Heal every system. The muscular skeletal system. The auditory system. Heal this morning from infectious diseases. Heal this morning from immune disorders. Heal. 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 The hemic and the lymphatic systems. The neurological systems. Heal, God. Recreate and restore. Heal this morning, your people. Heal their knees. Heal their knees. Heal their hip bones. Go out of the body. Everything that opposes God, get out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word, you are the God that healeth us. You sent your word. You sent Jesus. Heal us, O God, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. I thank you for it this morning. Heal the joints. Heal the hearts. Do it from the inside to the outside, O God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Thank you. Change is taking place right now. You said in your word, call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil. And the prayer of faith would save the sick and you would raise them up. We've honored your word this morning and we thank you. We thank you that your word cannot return unto you void. So all we got to do now is hold on in the faith in the name of Jesus.
Hold on.
Through all your trials
hold on.
And then